Hi, my name is Rowan Pickard, and I'm with Alaska Teen Media Institute reporting in Anchorage. Today I'm here with Emma, who's a client with Beans Cafe, and I'm here to ask you a couple questions. So I wanted to ask you, like, can you tell me your story? Like, how did you end up here today?
Well, it was kind of like a slow process of just like losing my kids and then having a way to cope with that, and then just being down here, like getting up at 5:30, so on and so forth, you know. And then I guess just like every day, like something will get stolen or something, and then like just, you know, series of misfortunate events of barraging, it seems like, and then you got to get up and try to deal with your day. So I mean, then you got, you know, how your day started is just, you know. But the way I became here is because I lost my kids, and it was a rough relationship between the father and my children, who so on and so forth. It was a very deep story, but just a slow process of alcoholism and just, you know, and getting stuck in the rut and not being able to, trying to find my own way out.
With your current situation, like, do you feel safe?
For the most part, I'd say yes, because I'm always like on camera, this, that, and the other, but for the most part, them stealing my stuff, I mean, no. Yeah. But for the physically, yes. The transition is what I think people are having a rough time with, transitioning into homelessness and then transitioning out of it. So I think the transition is harder for people. And maybe their points of views and what they look like, and then what they look like to another person. So just, you know, building that confidence to be accepted and accepting yourself, and then, you know.
What is your biggest fear?
Probably my health for right now, because it seems like the bathrooms are really just sanitation around here. Just my health. That's my biggest fear right now. Because I maintain that. I'm like, I used to be a real germaphobe, and then coming here, it's almost broke me. So just that is my biggest fear right now. So,
what does the word home mean to you?
Comfort. Probably just comfort, you know, basic needs, and like just not feeling uncomfortable, I guess, like roof over your head, warmth, comfort things, I guess, materials. It could be material things to people. To me, it's like my basic needs, just living, like food and roof over the head and bed, I guess. Clean things like my clothes. I don't know, I could go on. I don't use the drugs and stuff, so I know just people who are homeless and using the drugs, they sell their food stamps, this, that, and the other, so it's hard to maintain their basic needs. Like, they eat here. I try not to eat here because it seems like it makes me sick. It taxes my stomach, so I eat on my own needs, you know. So I don't know what it's like for everybody else, because that's just me in my position. I don't know what everybody else goes through, so.
What steps are you taking to improve your life?
Just like getting my ID, because like it seems like once a week my ID will get stolen. Just my pertinent information, I guess. It'll be in my backpack, or like, and then I start doing it in my phone. Bad idea, my phone gets stolen like almost all the time here, so I stopped carrying the phone thing. I mean, I have a phone, but it has no service, so that's like an on-purpose thing. I didn't really think about it for a long time, but if you're not like trying to like get a job and maintaining contact with your family and stuff, you just don't think about it, I guess. But I know when I establish myself in a home and stuff, I'm gonna want my material things like phone and stuff like that. Like always, you know, and when I have a home, I know it's not gonna get stolen, it's just gonna get lost. So it'd be my own fault. It was a dramatic change, actually, because I was like so material before, so it was like, almost made me wanna cry all the time. Like I had a big lump in my throat, and I was like, just missing my kids and my TV, just where everything is supposed to be, and nothing where it was, you know. So it was just, the transition was very rough for me. It was bad. It was almost unfathomable. Like, this isn't happening, you know, so.
What do you want people to know about you, or about who you are when you're out on the street?
I guess when you see a homeless person, they automatically think that they're gonna steal or something. Or lie, and those things like coincide. I mean, they go hand in hand. And those are the two things like I don't do. So And commonly when you see a homeless person, that's what they think, and that's when I don't want to make that impression. That's what I'm trying to say.
So what is the best thing that has happened to you this week?
I don't know. I couldn't really say, actually. I don't really see a bad moment. I mean, I do, but I do a lot of praying, so that's what helps me get through a lot of this. I don't think that a lot of these people have God in their life, so they're really, like, you know, down, and this, that. It suppresses them or whatever their problems is or their dilemma. I think they just need, even if it's not something higher power.
So with that, like, where would you like to be in years' time?
In years' time, having my kids, no problems, all this behind me, not even within distance memory, that's my ideal situation, just home and everything there and comforts, everything within reach, nothing to worry about. And just full-fledged looking forward, not even thinking about looking once back, I mean, or how I came in this situation, you know.